Well, you would think I wouldn't be nervous because I've done this before, but it didn't happen that way. So, I was talking to somebody earlier, and I joked saying that I was gonna give you a pop quiz in the bulletin where it has the blanks, let you try to fill in the blanks, and that would take up some time. So then I wouldn't have to worry about filling in so much time. But the I wasn't originally the one that was going to be scheduled to preach today, but as things had it, and Matt asked me if I would do it, and whenever he asked me to do something in the church, I unless it's really something out of the ordinary, I always say yes. So here I am. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 11 today, verse 25 through 30. Heard a story of a lady who became angry with the pastor when she finally caught up with him. She said, "I called you all morning at the church and dropped by to see you in the afternoon on Tuesday, and you weren't there." The minister said, "I'm sorry, madam, but Tuesday's my day off." "Your day off," she said. "I'll have you know that the devil never takes a day off." Pastor said, "You're absolutely right, and I'm sure that if I did the same thing, I would become just like him." We live in a fast-paced world where everything is, we have fast food, quick print shops, faster and faster computers, express oil changes, 1 hour photos, instant cocoa, instant coffee, microwaves, overnight delivery, express mail, instant messenger, drive-through restaurants, drive-through chemists, mobile phones. We can talk to somebody anytime, anywhere. We eat fast food, and then we want a diet plan where we can lose weight fast. We see our society moving at 100 miles an hour, and then we think that's good for us always to be busy. We feel like if we have some time, downtime, that we're not doing something that we're supposed to be doing. There's a saying that says Mary had a little lamb, was given her to keep, but then it joined a Baptist church and died from lack of sleep. So we have many things to be done. There are many things in our church that we have to do, but we have to remember also that even whenever God created the world on the seventh day, he rested. If we don't think that, I mean, as Christians, we are to follow the example of Christ, and God, if God needed a day of rest, then surely we would need some rest too. I have my Bible, but I'm going to read it on the phone because I like the version better that I have on my phone. Starting in verse 25 of chapter 11 of Matthew, says, "At that time Jesus declared, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In the beginning of this, it talks in the Bible, it talks about when the disciples were keeping the kids away from Jesus, and he said, let the children come to me. Whenever we get to where we think we know everything that's going on, we end up not letting God reveal himself to us, the children do. Children sit and listen most of the time, and they're intrigued about what's being said. We saw that in Jesus' day, where the Pharisees and Sadducees were the ones that were always questioning Jesus about the reasons that he was doing things. Whenever it was what he was doing was God's will in each of those things. I want us also to think about in verse 27, it says, all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. When God works, he always works through his Son. Even at the creation of the world, whenever God was creating the world, the Word was with God. That's Jesus. He was there at that time. Everything that God ever does, he always works through his Son. And in that, that Jesus is the only way we can come to know God. He's the only way we can come to know him and be known by him. So the first thing that we need to do in this is we need to come to Jesus. If we don't do that, then we're not gonna, the rest of it, it's not ever gonna fall into place. We're not ever gonna be able to be the people that we were made to be. Another saying that I ran across this week says, the problem with living life in the fast lane is that you get to the toll booth quicker. So we think about going fast all the time, being busy. We think that if we're really busy, it means that we're really living life to the full. But in reality, being busy cuts us off from the time we need to spend cultivating important relationships in our life with our spouse, our kids, our friends, and our God. Many people also think that if you have downtime, that's just wasted time. I've come to realize whenever things are going 100 miles an hour, whenever everything is speeding past it, that I have to make myself to just stop, to give myself time to let God talk to me. One of the favorite scriptures in my house is, be still and know that I am God. Well, the the literal translation of be still is shut up. So it's not, it doesn't mean, it's not so much, it's not just us stop doing things. It means be quiet and let God speak to you. And I read a story this week too about a lady that was she was really felt like she didn't know how to pray. She didn't know what to say. So the pastor told her, she loved knitting. So the pastor told her, I want you to go for 30 minutes a day. Just go into a room by yourself and knit. So she started doing that. And, you know, a couple of days, and she was like, well, this is cool. It gives me time to knit, but, you know, I don't. But then after a few days, she realized that in that time, then God began to speak to her. She began to feel his presence in that. So it gave, in all that we do, and the things that we do, and just the small things, we need to stop and give God a chance to speak to us. Jesus, when things were going on, things got hectic, he always, it says he drew away from the, well, in Luke 5:16, it says that, let me read it instead of, says, but he would withdraw to desolate places and pray, meaning Jesus. Whenever he always took time to step back from the situations and pray to where he would know the Father's will. When we allow the busyness to overtake our lives, whenever we don't take time to just sit back and just listen, let God speak to us. Somebody said we like vending machine prayers. You know, we want to put our money in and press A1 for have a good day. D3 for forgiveness. Need some forgiveness today. We just we go through and even in our prayers to him, we want simple. We want it quick. We want it right now. According to a Greek legend, ancient Athens, a man noticed the great storyteller Aesop playing childish games with some little boys. He laughed and jeered at Aesop, asking him why he wasted his time with some such frivolous activity. Aesop responded by picking up a bow, loosening its string, and placing it on the ground. Then he said to the critical person, now answer the riddle if you can. Tell us what the unstrung bows imply. The man looked at it for several moments, but had no idea what Aesop was trying to explain. Aesop said, if you keep a bow always bent, it will break eventually. But if you let it go slack, it will be more fit for use when you want it. We're like that too. If we're always being bent in different directions, we never have time to just to rest, and we get to the same point, like that bow. Henry Nouwen writes about prayer in his book, The Way of the Heart. And he says that the early church fathers wrote that we should pray always. And he says that the literal translation of these words is come to rest. Whenever, I don't know about you, but most of the time whenever I think of coming to God in prayer, coming to rest is not the, it's not the first thing that comes to mind. I don't think about, okay, I need to go pray so I can rest. He goes on to say that the rest we find in prayer has nothing to do with the absence of our conflict or what we're praying about or pain in our life or whatever's going on. It's a rest in God in the midst of a very intense daily struggle, our daily, fast daily lives. The Anthony Bloom also tells the story of an elderly lady. And that was, never mind, I already told you that story. I jumped ahead of myself earlier. But the psalmist puts it this way. He simply says, "Be still and know that I am God." The only, in the, our searching for Christ and the things that he has for us. At the other thing that we do in this is we find comfort in him. And the way we find comfort in him is when we come to him, then he shares our burdens with us. We're not carrying those all by ourselves or alone. There is in verse 29 it says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Some of the younger people probably don't know much about a yoke, but if you have a yoke that is a dual yoke where two of the oxen are yoked together, there's no way for them to work separately. They can't go one want to go this way and one go this way. They can't do it. The only way for them to work whenever they are yoked together is they have to be working in the same way. And that's the way we're supposed to be with Christ. Whenever we're yoked with him, then he's leading the way. We're working where he's going. Steve and I talk all the time to Henry Blackaby's experiencing God. One of the main things that we got out of that is seeing where God's working and join him instead of us going around and coming up with these ideas about what we think we should be doing or what we think God should do. Is find out where he's working and go and join him. In verse 30 it says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He's not asking us that to come and everything is going to be good all the time. We're not going to go through trials. That's not what he's saying. But what he is saying is, whenever you yoke up with me, then you can share your burden. I will share your burden. In doing that, we'll be able to to go through and take care of those things that come up, and carry his yoke. In doing that, we are in touch with God and what's going on in that. But when we're doing that, we're never alone. He's always there with us. The last thing is we need to continue in discipleship. It says we're to learn from Him. In doing that, in learning from Him, we're continuing to follow His leading and what is going on. We continue to watch for Him and be involved in what He's doing. In getting ready for this morning, it really hit me about just things that are going on in my own family. Of just, we have been talking about things and realizing that it's just sometimes we need to get to the point where we just say, you know what, we can't fix things, and we don't need to. And that, in saying that too, is not that we should do everything we can, and then if we can't fix it, then we pray and ask God to fix it. But I think God has given us gifts, and He's put especially in men that we're supposed to try to fix things. He put that in our souls, in our makeup. And there's a lot of times where we can't fix things. And all we have to, our only option is to turn it over to Him. So in that, I think our resting, our coming to Him with our burdens, and He will give us rest. There's nothing like a spiritual rest. Whenever you're doing God's work. I've been on mission trips. I've been to youth camp and stuff like that. But when you get done doing stuff like that, there's no rest like that rest, because you are worn out. But I think God is faithful in that. When you do those things, that He's faithful to give you that rest. And all that. I'm gonna ask the praise team to come up and do a song. We'll have an invitation. The main thing that I want to give to you this morning is, don't be so busy. Don't be in a rush. Give God time to work, and don't forget to just be still and listen. Don't forget to just shut up and listen to what God has for you. God, we just thank You for this day. We thank You for the rain that You've given us, God. We just, great prayer has been answered in that, God, and we thank You for Your faithfulness. God, help us as we go out this week, Father, to remember the things that You have taught us, and Father, to be those people that are ready to serve those around us, God, and looking for where You're working, be willing to join in Your work. God, we just thank you again for this day, and we thank you for your son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.